morning. Today is Tuesday, October the 6th, 276th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, I was going to almost said simple certified public accountant.
Bill McCauley. that would probably
that would kind of scare people that either Quimby was playing with numbers or you were playing with people's minds.
Yeah.
Neither way is a real palatable option for many of us.
That could be a problem.
Yeah.
Simple CPA.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh? Hmm. Oh, boy. Our quote this morning comes from George Eliot, sometime between 1819 and 1880, said, quote, "I would not creep along that coast, but steer out in mid-sea by guidance of the stars." Or the tax code, if that would be appropriate. Hmm. Probably not, huh?
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd probably be like, see that iceberg? All right, let me look that up and see what we're supposed to.
Maybe I'm going to go by the coast.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So with some of the stuff that's going on out there, are there many changes that are being contemplated yet in tax code, either at the federal level or at the state level?
Well, sure. There's always, I mean, I think, you know, there's always conversation, and we're hearing about a number of things that are people are at issue. Of course, we're moving into, you know, on a national basis, that, you know, we're actually in the throes now, I guess, of the election season already, and, you know, with having a couple of debates and a lot of topics that are out there that people are now having to kind of wrestle with in terms of, you know, where are we? And so, yeah, there's lots of talk about changes in the tax law. You know, California's got some things that's going on. The feds, you know, I don't know that we're, you know, we're still waiting for, you know, the annual extender legislation challenge that occurs every year, where we've got certain parts of the law that Congress patches annually, and they, you know, there's certain things
we got that extension. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody called Levin and said, you know, every Friday night it's about 5 o'clock, the government shuts down. Okay, that's interesting.
Well, it doesn't entirely shut down. There's weather people I know that are out there.
Well, and hopefully the FAA is still. Yeah, there's a couple of those folks.
So I would say that the preponderance of the government shuts down, but I would say it doesn't totally shut down.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
so there's definitely those things that are going on. We're going to see. I think we're going to hear more and more conversations about. Throughout this election season, I don't expect to see any massive sea changes in tax law, but I expect to see some interesting proposals, and the discussion will be good for the country to hear, you know, people's ideas, and you know, I think we can all agree that the tax code is way too voluminous and not very efficient in many ways. And
well, so, before we get into Trump's plan and deal with that later on in the show, State Oregon now has the recreational as well as the medicinal marijuana dispensaries, okay. Retailing, okay. Now they don't have sales tax, so I suppose that makes things a little bit easier to process, so to speak.
Well, I'm sure there's a registration regime for the dispensaries in Oregon. There will be when the time comes in California. We can talk a little bit about that, Brian, because there is some regulation that's coming up for California. But
we shall then after the break.
Nice.
Yeah, almost like we back time to it. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:19. Talk Shop this morning presented by CDH Penny and Redeck.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Bill McCauley. Bill, you had indicated before the break a little bit about legalization and some of the complications around that. Sales tax certainly is one of those issues. Converting from a cash to a non-cash-based business is going to be interesting also. Are we Are we as a state ready?
No, but I think that the state is getting ready to take some steps. I mean, keep in mind that it's been 20 years since roughly 20 years since Prop 215 was passed. And yet we still really don't have a full regulatory regime associated with Prop 215 and how it's to be handled. And so people who represent for lack of a better term, the cannabis industry and the governor's office.
You don't want to say others, pot growers?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got leaders and followers and everyone in between. So it's an interesting group of people. But you've had people working, trying to work on a regulatory regime at the state level, and they've got some bills that have been put together that look like, because the governor's office has participated in them, it looks like the governor's office is going to sign them. As a matter of fact, he may have. I may have missed that piece. But what I think we're going to see is changes that result. There's going to be changes. There's no change affects the taxation, the direct income taxation, but there's going to be fees and other things that are going to be coming along.
Well, if we have
and
syntax,
all this is kind of setting the stage for potentially a potential full legalization in the future.
We do have the syntax that's in place for certain optional purchases. I would imagine that I can't imagine that there's not an example for somebody standing behind that this wouldn't qualify also.
Well, it's going to be interesting because the regulations that have been proposed are looking at currently there would not be a state level fee associated with medical marijuana, but there potentially could be local fees assessed on medical marijuana.
Is aspirin taxed? I don't know.
I don't think so.
So I would think of the medicinal, if it's an OTC or mm-hmm. prescriptive, okay. I mean, it is what it is, and mm-hmm. no taxing. But the recreational side, yeah. Stand back because you're going to get shot.
Well, they're talking about, it's not a sales tax. We're talking about local fees, local taxes and fees that may be assessed on
medicinal? Active,
yeah, on even on medicinal.
Really?
Yeah. So
that's an intriguing concept. Because if it's on one thing, you would think it would have to be across the board on all.
Yeah, and the mechanism may be in place with these regulations. Doesn't mean it's going to be enacted. Clearly, at some point, I mean, I think this regulatory regime is kind of pointing forward to more full legalization. At that point, maybe there will be some differentiation between a medical local fee as opposed to an other use.
How is Medford handling? They've had the medical dispensaries for mm-hmm. a while. They've also been gearing up. Have you seen anything in the last month or so?
There are dispensaries there is evidence of what's going on. I have to be honest with you. I don't pay that much attention because it's not where this is.
It's not in your face right now.
Earth-shattering news. I don't smoke dope.
Yeah.
And so I just don't pay. I don't pay as much attention. My wife could tell you every one of those details
because
she pays attention to stuff.
Oh, good save.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, if she's listening in about 5 minutes, the next break.
Is that my cell phone vibrating?
Yeah. So yeah. It is just interesting because I know that there's a body thought that, okay, well, Oregon is going to figure out all these things and California will just be able to draft behind it. And I'm thinking there's no way because Colorado's having to deal with it.
And Oregon, they've got some areas that said we're not going to have dispensaries. So you've got inconsistent treatment within jurisdictions within Oregon. So it's going to be –
that's county by county, right?
I'm not sure where it breaks down jurisdictionally, if it's a county or if a city. I think cities can actually make a determination that they wouldn't have dispensaries within their cities. So I think there's a series of things that we're going to wait to see, and we just don't know how this is all going to work out. Everybody's watching Washington. Everybody's watching Colorado. everybody's watching now Oregon to see how, and they all have slightly different approaches to what, or more than slightly, they all have different approaches to what they're doing.
Now, I had heard a story last week, I think Bohannon had somebody on, that the retail sales, surprise, surprise, in Colorado started high and have come down significantly below what the projected revenues were.
Huh. Imagine that. So you're saying,
sounds like the lottery.
If I keep going to the guy down the street instead of go to the government, instead of going to, we've seen this. I mean, this is nothing new. I mean, you know, it's not unusual for Americans to look for a lower tax option.
Or a cheaper product.
Yeah, we've started that way. And, you know, I understand the stamp tax a little more complicated than this, but
always bringing in taxes, aren't you?
Yeah. That's me.
Well, it will be interesting to see, 'cause I don't think the experiment is done by any stretch, and until the feds decide to step up yes or no hard,
well, that's,
it's going to be 50 different petri dishes.
Well, that's the Trump card. I mean, obviously, until the federal government. Actually, there was really no pun intended. But that's the big shoe that could drop. If the government if the federal government would make some change, then we would be in a position to see some really significant differences.
KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:30. We'll be back with more from Bill McCauley.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Bill McCauley. Bill, before we move on to your wonderful pun bridge there that you didn't intend, but was the best one that I've heard so far this morning.
I'm a little slow this morning.
I must be
groggy.
I'm sensing
not enough
this.
Coffee.
Yeah, have some more caffeine, will you? You were talking about the fact that this is a dispensary. This is not income. This is retail. The distinction between personal and business.
Yeah. Well, and just understand that the whole issue of income taxation, with regard to cannabis and cultivation, is right now it's a cottage industry dealing with that whole thing. I mean, and the whole point is that with this type of business, you're limited to deductions that are associated with cost of goods sold. And as long as the taxpayer is not found to be engaged in some form of criminal activity associated with the business, and they can deduct their cost of goods sold. So if someone were arrested, as an example, for drug trafficking, then they wouldn't be allowed a deduction for cost of goods sold.
Does it qualify as a prescriptive deduction if you're in Oregon?
No, because I don't. Or well,
California?
I don't know. California points to the federal definition, so
illegal.
You would not. Yeah, so it would not. It does not qualify for federal purposes as a prescription.
Now, isn't that an interesting dichotomy?
Well, it's federally illegal.
I mean, yeah, but it's still medicinal, and it's recognized by the state. But not for state tax return purposes.
I mean, you can self-medicate for a lot of things, you know, that
might start doing that during this show.
Exactly.
The way it's going,
exactly.
Yes.
And I'm not saying people, I mean, I understand people under Prop 215, they go out and get a prescription for it from, you know, they get a 215 card. And I understand that. I'm not trying to in any way belittle somebody's situation if they're feeling like they need to use it. The point is that it's federally illegal. So from a federal tax standpoint, you're not allowed a deduction as a prescription for it.
So let's move on to the Donald's tax plan.
What
might work and might not work as deductions or whatever. I, again, referencing this station last week, there was a reference that it was, at best, if implemented as projected, a $21 billion hit to government income. That's out of balance by that much. Okay, now the libertarian me goes, oh, well, that just means we have to trim a little here and trim a little there, and we bring it right in. Another marijuana reference. Did you get that?
Nice. Yeah,
okay, thank
nice.
You. Thank you very
that's
much.
That's great. That's a really good one, bud.
Okay, well, we'll end this one right now because it's not going anywhere very slowly. Mm-hmm. So the fact that a tax plan doesn't balance with today's spending, does that necessarily kill the deal?
No. I mean, you know, that's happened before. I mean, there are some rules that have to be met, but I think we all know that, you know, there are ways of getting there from here if a plan's going to change. In general, you know, these kinds of things are supposed to be revenue neutral, but you know, I think that there's definitely a path around it. If somebody was really going to make a change and say, okay, we're going to change this, and as a result of making the change, we're going to end up with a substantial change in the law or how we collect tax or whatever. You know, there's going to be other consequences that come along with it, and there may have to be some budgetary cuts that come along associated with it if the plan were to actually cut taxes. The problem with any tax plan is that. It's very difficult to forecast exactly what's going to happen with it. And so, you know, we tend to use rather static models to predict human behavior associated with taxes. And it's such a dynamic world that we live in, and people make choices that you know, aren't always anticipated. We tend to look and say, okay, if this, then that. Well, that doesn't always happen.
Well, cigarettes are a prime example.
Yeah.
The prices go up, purchasing patterns change.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is, but like you said, there's been so many examples of that in the past. It would be curious for somebody to defend why they didn't think that it would happen this time.
Well, it's very interesting. The from the standpoint that we don't know, but these things are not always predictable, and the challenge is that if you're going to have a revenue, if you're going to make projections. You have to understand it's probably not, you know, it's going to be different one way or another. And I think everybody understands that to some degree. But the problem is sometimes we miss entirely. And when we miss entirely, that's really a problem.
One way or the other, it just makes it a little bit more challenging. I mean, we saw it with the California lottery. Yeah. Oh, boy, this is going to really help out. And all of a sudden, it didn't quite help out to the same extent.
We saw it with a yacht tax years ago. They put a yacht tax on.
You know, that one frosted me, too.
Did it? Yeah.
About as much as the smoking one did.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you had to cut back on your yacht purchasing?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Had to limit zero to zero.
Yeah.
Darn. Same thing with cigarettes, though, yeah. So what the heck. KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:45.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back to talk shop this morning with Mr. McCauley. Bill, there's been some suggestions at the state level about trying to figure out some way to measure mileage in vehicles in order to tax, because the good old gas tax isn't working with some of the electric cars and some of the super high mileage cars that are wearing the roads, but they're not paying what they're determining is fair share. Did you just kind of chuckle?
Yeah. I mean, I think it, I think we can all see the problems associated with that. You know, unless we're going to have a chip in our car and it's not going to be done by put in there by Volkswagen, we should, you know, we're going to have to be able to measure mileage, and that becomes, you know, are we going to have a you know, do you file your quarterly mileage report with the government, you know, and does they have the DMV send people out periodically to read odometers? I mean, where do you go with this? Is there a technology solution? But what do we do for all the cars that don't have the technology solution? There's a myriad of questions that come up with that you know, I think it's a good idea. You know, it's somebody with an idea, but not necessarily figured out how all the wrinkles and how to make it work.
Not anticipating this one to be on the income tax next.
I don't think it's going to be on the short list for a while.
Yeah, or maybe even on the long list for the way that one comes through. Is there anything out there that's indicating tax simplification?
You know, when you look at as an example. You know, there's proposals from Donald Trump, and you know, he proposed reducing the number of rate, you know, the rate classes down. You know, there's rate levels, you know, that stratify the tax code, and so you take the tax rates, instead of having seven rates, you go down to five rates or whatever it is. You know, all that stuff that's all purely mechanical. That's not really simplification. What we really need to do is look at the tax code and try to figure out. You know, the challenge is that if we're going to try to do social good. Social engineering through the tax code, then it's going to be extraordinarily complicated because you're trying to create something that's going to result in a particular action that, and again, you're trying to be predictive of what's going to happen and what's going to result.
Well, Planned Parenthood has proven that point right now, aren't they? Trying to do all that they want to do and the electeds determining whether or not that's a good plan or not.
Yeah, well, I'll stay out of that one.
Yeah, notice I didn't jump in the pool either.
Exactly. Let's see.
Not even my pinky. Yeah. I have an opinion. Just ask me.
Yes.
But not now, because we've run out of time. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Brian.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug some way you love.
See you then.